0TR. 0TR, clear.
Yes, good morning, Tom.
How are you doing, young man?
I am doing wonderful, enjoying a beautiful morning.
42 degrees here, and nice and crisp, and when I went out to get the paper, well, I just finished up breakfast, and I heard Bill on there earlier, but I was just sitting down to eat, so I missed him, but I'm glad to hear you this morning. Oh, hope you're doing well, and hope you make lots of good sales today. We don't have anything planned other than we got a plumbing inspection this morning. It's a routine thing that they do once a year. And that's about the size of it. And I got to install a new printer. And that's usually not too much trouble. What's your plans?
The normal route to run today. And no surprises anywhere, I hope. And I don't know of anything coming up that's unusual, so maybe it'll just be a normal day and things will flow normally. But I'm glad to hear you and Miss Bernice are doing okay and enjoying the morning.
I got to go out and water the chickens, Patrick. Thank you for that. And got to water the chickens and... I fed them yesterday, so I shouldn't have to feed them today. The feeder usually stays good for about 3 days. And I don't know, I might have to mow grass. I don't know for sure. We just reseeded it and fertilized it the other day, so it's growing like crazy. And it looks beautiful, though. It's really doing a good job. And had some company over last night and helped me with a little computer problem I had, and got that squared away, and just like Willie Nelson, we're on the road again.
Yeah, and at least you've got a beautiful day to cut the grass. It won't be too hot, and air will be nice and clean.
Yeah, I'd like to do something outside. I may later. I'm not sure what all Bernice has planned for the day. You got anything planned for outside? Nothing in particular. Had a spot out here. It's got a little Bermuda in it, and it's not supposed to. It's supposed to be all fescue. And I might shoot it with some more seed to try to crowd it out. But that's about the size. I got some lights I need to install in the cabinet, but I've had those for a month or two. And haven't got that done yet, but I will. And they really work nice. You know, you get in these tool cabinets and you can't see squat, you know. I mean, these are about, 8 foot tall and 4 foot wide. And when you open the doors on them, I like to have lights in there.
Exactly what you mean. The stuff hides back here in them back corners. I got several of them. I got tools in. I always end up holding a flashlight trying to figure out what's in there.
Sure. Well, what I figured out was Costco has these lights, and they're a couple of feet long, just roughly. They might be 18 inches. I'm not sure. They're LEDs. And they're only about a quarter inch thick, Patrick. So you can just use double back tape or something like that. And I put them on each shelf at the top of there's three of them, comes in a package, and no, they're not very much, $20 or so. And when you open the door, you just wave your hand under the, I put mine on the top when there's three of them, but one of them's got a sensor on it. And you just run your hand under it, and all three lights come on. And they're about 6,000 Kelvin, so they're really white. And they light up that cabinet real nice. I've got one cabinet wired that way. The wires weren't quite long enough, but they're, 20 gauge. They're real thin. So I just spliced on a piece of telephone wire to them and lengthen the cable on them. And they run off a wall wart because they're LED, you know. So I just run it over to 110 and plugged it in. When I open the door, you just wave your hand and you got lights.
Like magic, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's just like your security lights are, only these things are about 2 inches wide and a quarter inch thick and maybe, 18 inches long, I'd say. And teeny tiny wires, so you can just run the wire along the edge of the bottom of the shelf with some duct tape or double back tape, and so you don't even see the wires. And, boy, it's slick. It just takes a little bit of time to install them. But it was just an idea I'd come up with to light that cabinet up. And where I keep all my chemicals for the lawn and that, I don't want somebody accidentally. It's just, different things for the roses and the grass and this and that. But I keep it secured. Our grandkids are old now, but you never know. You might have a visitor sometimes, got a little kid, and I like to have those things put up in those cabinets where they're out of the reach of children.
Don't blame you for that. But, Tom, I'm going to have to say 7-3s. I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to have to run in here and get to work. Good to hear from you and Miss Bernice, and y'all have a good day, and try to get outside and enjoy some of this beautiful sunshine. So 7-3s, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, Patrick, nice to hear you this morning. I'm going over and sit down and read the paper with Bernice and drink the rest of my coffee. I just thought I'd try to catch Bill while he was out, and so I got another catch, and that was you, and really enjoyed it. Have a good day, Patrick. KO4HKX in 0TR73.
DFW, Bolton.